Socially, he had to keep a hand in, mostly for business purposes, but nobody was glad to see him arrive at their polite functions, and everybody was relieved to see him leave. The parliamentary matters were little better. On behalf of the Earl of Hazleton, for whom he ostensibly worked, he attended meetings such as Morland's earlier strategy session. Morland and a few of the senior titles knew better, but they kept their mouths shut. Miss Wyndham's mouth had been open. For just an instant, her jaw had dropped, presumably at the heat in Hazlitt's gaze. That was not well done of him. She was a lady, for all her unfortunate origins, and he was a gentleman, most of the time. He made his way to his townhouse in less than a half hour, which really wasn't long enough to get the mental stench of the Duke's meeting out of his mind. Morland was a staunch Tory, though he had sympathy for the yeomen and could be surprisingly effective garnering votes from the moderates on even the most divisive issues. Still, Morland's meetings went on forever, and all too often degenerated into grumbling and finger-pointing. Hazlitt handed his hat, walking stick and gloves to his butler, glanced at the long case clock in his foyer, and headed for his library. There was still time to plough through several hours' worth of correspondence and reports prior to the evening's obligations. Before he sat at his desk, though, Hazlitt scanned his shelves until he came across a volume of Wordsworth. He unfastened the little rose from his lapel and tucked it carefully between the pages of the book, then forced himself to get down to work. "Valentine!" Maggie flew across her bedroom, throwing her arms around the tall, dark-haired man who'd appeared unannounced in her chambers. "Oh, I have missed you so, you scamp! You scoundrel! When did you get back to town? And is Ellen with you?" He hugged her tightly, a good, solid hug, as only a brother who'd been rusticating with his new wife since Christmas could deliver to his sister, and kept an arm around Maggie's shoulders as he walked her to a window seat. "Ellen accepted my plea for her to eschew travel," Valentine said. "She gave me a letter for you." Valentine passed her a single folded piece of paper. "Ellen is well?" Maggie asked, some of her joy dimming as she glanced at the pretty hand on Ellen's note. Ellen and Val had been married only a short time, and already they were in anticipation of a joyful event. She was happy for them, truly she was, also envious. "Ellen is quite well, though my own nerves are sorely tried to think of her increasing. But Mags," he glanced around at the upheaval in her sitting room, "have I come to town only to find my sister taking fits?" If Maggie Wyndham loved any men, it was the men of her family, her father and brothers, Uncle Tony and her cousins,